Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I'm broadcasting live tonight from in front of the New York State Office of Mental Health at the Mental Patients Liberation Alliance's 34th annual Bastille Day vigil and demonstration. And I am sitting here with many longtime hardcore activists with a sign running in front of the Office of Mental Health, right up their alleyway, that says, "Psychiatry hurts people, no forced treatment." And we have a clattering of chairs and people sitting right in the way of their entrance. And so it's very exciting to be here at the Alliance's 34th annual Bastille Day. Not exactly sure of how long we're going to be on air tonight, because we are broadcasting live, but if you'd like to call in, now's the time to do it. Area code 267-521-0167. Area code 267-521-0167. And if you need a toll-free line, the number to call is area code 855-346-3351. It's 855-346-3351. So perhaps I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask if you would be willing to talk about who you are and why you're here.
Oh, and I'm here again. I try to be here almost every year. And here to protest forced treatment and psychiatric oppression. And basically.
Yeah, I think that this is why we're all here. And so we're going to be here for 72 hours. In trying to call attention to and break the silence about psychiatric oppression and celebrate the human spirit. And for many people, Bastille Day is always a time to rejuvenate, to be around like-minded people, to be able to find others that have shared experience and come together and talk about these things, and now I'm about to get to. So just to give you a picture, that we're literally parked on the sidewalk in front of the Office of Mental Health doing a radio show live.
Hi, folks.
And so we're live on the air doing this, and there are people all over the place. It is Dr. Tenney now. Hi, we're live on the air, just in case you don't know. We're letting people know that this is the 34th annual Bastille Day vigil and demonstration, and if you'd like to call in, now's the time to do it. Area code 267-521-0167. Area code 267-521-0167. Hi, live on the air. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're on the air right now.
Yes, we're on the air right now.
Nice.
Area code 503, your line is open. Hi, area code 503, can you hear us? Maybe having some technical difficulties. If you'd like to talk at any point, give a call, but we're just make sure to press either 1 or star 1. And so part of what we're doing here is a long-standing tradition that the Mental Patients Liberation Alliance has initiated for 34 years, and I'm wondering if George Ebert might be willing to say a few words about why he does this and what this is about.
I don't know what to say. It's about trying to expose what psychiatry does to people in the name of mental health. It's about us as activists getting together once a year to support ourselves, each other. And this year it's about hopefully planning for some nonviolent direct action that will make a bigger input than just sitting here with time.
I think that is definitely part of it. And on a national and even international level, of coming to some levels of where people can speak out and break the silence about psychiatric oppression and organize in order to stop this. I think we're up against greater legal constraints than we ever have been before, and there are more laws that are being put in place to prevent our civil liberties and to force us into being drugged and institutionalized and in and out of institutions. And I think that the Field Day in many ways encapsulates the idea that people can break free, and that if you're trapped in the system right now, that there's hope that you can get out, and that there are ways of going about doing that in places and people that you can interact with. If you'd like to get in touch with the Alliance at another point in time, their number is area code 800-654-7227.
And that line is open now.
And that line is also open now, yes. And I'm probably not going to keep the lines open that long tonight because, like I said, we are literally just out in the middle of nowhere. But if you'd like to call in, I will keep them open for a few more minutes. 267-521-0167. If you'd like to talk about anything or let us know what's going on in the world today, we've all been preparing for this. So
or if you want to come down and join us,
yeah.
44 Holland Avenue, Albany, New York.
That's right, 44 Holland Avenue, Albany, New York, 12229. And we are going to continue to put up pictures. We're going to be here until July 16th at 6 p.m. We hold vigil for 72 hours. Because 72 hours is how long anybody, whether you have a psychiatric history or not, can be picked up, detained, assessed, treated, and determination for whether or not you're going to be further institutionalized. And we really are trying to just educate people about that, and it's going to be a really fun night in terms of a bunch of activists getting together and having a shared experience. But at the same time, we have serious business that's going on here, and there are people who are being abused and tortured all over this country and all over the world. And so we really need to expose that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's a joint solidarity with all our brothers and sisters who are locked up and have lost their freedom and are being forced drugs and held against their will. And we just keep them in mind always.
Yeah. Because we are lucky that today is a good day to be alive and free if you are free. But there are many of us who are locked up in institutions and locked up in our homes, unable to make decisions about where or when we're going to leave or go out with or who we're going to be with or living under what terms. And there are so many people who are just really in shackles still.
Court-ordered outpatient treatment, like that.
Yeah. And we continue keeping spotlight on H.R. 3717 and letting people know that if this passes, then there's going to be national mandates for involuntary outpatient commitment and certainly financial incentives for states to comply with that. And so we need to keep on speaking out doing so. We will set up broadcast again throughout tomorrow night from 9 to 11 p.m., so if you'd like to call in, we're hoping this works. I'm hoping that you can hear us and that this in fact is working, because one of the dangers of being live from the road. But tonight, remember that there's also all of the archived episodes of over 50 different, episodes of the show, with different people who have called in talking about things. And so, it's another place to check out information and get some great resources. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. And if you'd like to call, talk to any of us as we sit here and hold vigil, you can call the Alliance's line at 800-654-7227. Okay, I'm going to ask you all to keep on speaking out. And until I talk to you next time, talk to you soon.
Good radio presence, Lord.
Thanks. Still running.